You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak, and that's a piece of music composed for a video game by Richard Altenbach, who's not only the concert master for the Auburn Symphony, he's an accomplished film composer who's been involved in more than 1,000 scores. Mr. Altenbach performed live at this year's Academy Awards, and he recently finished scoring 2 films, including a prize-winning short that was featured at the Sundance Film Festival. He's in studio with me. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you very much, Beth. Nice to be here.
You have many, many credits and many arenas of music that you work in and perform in. When did music begin in your life and how?
Well, of course, it started very young for me, like most musicians. I was 5 years old when I first started playing piano. And actually, I composed my first piece when I was 5 years old, Super Banana and Peel, music to go with a book. So I knew right then that I was kind of caught by the composition bug.
That was piano. At some point, you moved to violin because you ended up being the first violinist of the Los Angeles Chamber, the L.A. Opera, the Joffrey Ballet, and the Houston Symphony Orchestras?
Yes, yes. So I began studying violin when I was about 10 and a half. We had an orchestra come visit our public school, and I was enamored with the instrument ever since.
That would have been considered a successful career. And you did emphasize experience in chamber music at some point, but you saw a bigger horizon. How else would I say it?
Well, I think that's right. Well, I had always been a composer at heart, but you know, when going through college and graduate school, you have to concentrate on what you're going to become marketable at. And for me, that was being the best violinist I could be, and it took a long time and all your efforts to become marketable, so to speak. So it wasn't until I came to Hollywood and I started recording for movies and that, and I was listening to the music of those great talented composers and talking to the orchestrators and the copyists and engineers and musicians on both sides of the glass, I said to myself, well, I can do this. I have the sound in my head. I know the orchestra, and I think I could write that music for the film. And I've always thought of myself as being a visually oriented composer, or just a sensitive musician. Like I said, my first project when I was 5 was to a picture book. So,
Well, we'll get to some of the film work in a moment, but I'd like to listen right now to a piece of music from, it's called Bidwell's Path, and we'll explain this point in your life. A very soulful piece of music from Richard Altenbach. He wrote it, he's performing in it, and it was pivotal in your life. How so?
Well, Bidwell's Path is the main theme to a Celtic Dark Age video game. And it's about a medieval character. He's a knight squire, and he's on a pilgrimage. So he's on a long quest through medieval England. But the story is not just, the music's not just about his adventures or experiences as a traveler. It's more, to me, it's more about, the expressivity comes from the fact that it's more about soul searching. And the theme for me sounds like it's always asking a question. It keeps building and building and finally reaches a fairly optimistic climax. And then right as we're getting the answer to the question, where the theme's winding down, we're coming into the realm of, it sounds like a little bit of a fateful resignation and tragedy. So it's a very interesting kind of series of steps that the character goes through, and your own mind and my own mind went through as I composed the piece.
If we do parallel your life, that was written during a questioning time period, would you say now you're at that more optimistic plateau in your life?
It's funny you say that, because right now there are some some tribulations going on in my life, but I do realize it makes me really appreciate the beautiful things in life, and like my family, my wife Dawn and my son Bren, and my wonderful family and her family. So the more the tribulations come, I think I'm becoming a little bit more at peace in how I respond.
With that, let's listen to another piece of music. This one's titled Losing Love. Richard Altenbach, music that he composed and that is his touch on the piano that you're hearing, a song called Losing Love. What project is that from?
Losing Love is an in-film theme to a scene in the movie called Stealing Time. I scored the music to Stealing Time. It's a dramatic feature from South Africa brought to us by Academy-nominated director Daryl Root and a wonderful producer named Anton Ernst. And it's a story, it's actually an edifying story with a lot of wonderful parts to it, but it's also a sad tale. Losing love has more to do with the fact that it's sort of like love story. So the love interest, the woman, is dying and her love doesn't know that.
So important with composing to be able to speak the storyline with the music. And it's completely different in a video game than a film, of course.
Yes, it would be.
And that was a 2013 film. In 2014, earlier this year, you finished scoring an indie horror feature film called The Dark.
Right.
So that was a totally different project.
Well, and I love that kind of thing because I think if you go to my website, which is richardaltenbach.com, you'll probably hear a lot of music that sounds quirky or humorous or, you know, this. I like that kind of thing, quirky, that type of writing. One of my favorite composers is Danny Elfman. I'm his principal second violin, and I love his music. It really speaks to me. So The Dark was an interesting case because it's a local film done here in Sacramento. Christina Marie is one of the directors. And the movie has some very expressive, beautiful moments, but mostly very funny, tongue-in-cheek moments and very scary, gory moments. So it was really a joy to do.
Let's listen to some of the theme from The Dark. Something's happening, Richard. I don't know what, but I'm already scared of it.
Yeah, you might not want to know.
That's a film by Cowtown Film Productions. And yes. We want to mention a Mother's Day concert to flip back to the other side of your life. The Mother's Day concert is coming up where and when?
It will be at the Mondavi Center, the beautiful Mondavi Center, wonderful acoustics. And that's in Davis. And it's an afternoon concert. It's Mother's Day the 11th. It's Auburn Symphony. And we're playing romantic favorites, just beautiful music. We're doing a Forza del Destino, which is a very recognizable Verdi passionate overture. a concerto, piano concerto with a wonderful pianist, Konstantin Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, and Leonard Bernstein, West Side Story, symphonic piece from West Side Story.
Konstantin will be here on our show next
week. That's what
which
I understand.
Will be great. It will be a lot of fun.
Yes.
You're so diverse. In just, 10 or 15 seconds, what do you think sets you apart as a composer? Because you need to be versatile, but you have some other talents here, I can tell.
Well, I think it's the versatility. As a commercial composer, you need to be able to write. I've had to write string arrangements for Natasha Bedingfield. And on the other hand, I had to write religious music for like a church service. So you have to be very versatile. Mm-hmm. But I also have a lot of experience in the classical world, the Hollywood world, from all the great composers I work with, John Williams, and also the fact that I'm a string player and know some wonderful players.
Well, Richard, we're going to direct folks to your website for more. There's so much more music. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you,
Beth. Good luck with all the projects coming up. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. We had help from Cody Drabble. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.